Hello, and welcome to this GCSE Biology Study podcast on cancer. I'm here to help you understand this crucial topic from the WJEC specification, section 6.6, and more importantly, to help you earn every mark available in your exam. Cancer is one of those topics that feels heavy, but understanding the biology behind it is absolutely fascinating. You'll see how everything you've learned about cells, mitosis, and DNA comes together. And here's the good news. WJEE examiners ask very predictable questions about cancer. So if you know the key definitions and can apply them to data, you're already on track for top marks. In the next 10 minutes, we'll cover what cancer actually is at a cellular level, the crucial difference between benign and malignant tumors, how cancer develops from DNA mutations, and the risk factors you need to know. Then we'll tackle exam technique, common mistakes students make, and finish with a quick-fire recall quiz to test yourself. Let's dive in. So, what is cancer? At its simplest, cancer is uncontrolled cell division. Notice I said uncontrolled. That word is absolutely critical. In your exam, if you write rapid cell division without saying uncontrolled, you won't get the mark. Normal cells divide rapidly too. Think about your skin cells or the lining of your gut. What makes cancer different is that the regulation has failed. The brakes are off. Cancer develops when mutations occur in genes that control the cell cycle. Remember the cell cycle from your mitosis work? There are checkpoints. Quality control stops where the cell checks if DNA is damaged before proceeding. In cancer, mutations damage these checkpoint genes, so cells with faulty DNA keep dividing anyway. It's like a factory production line where the quality inspector has gone home and defective products just keep rolling out. Now let's talk tumors. A tumor is simply a mass of cells formed by this uncontrolled division, but not all tumors are the same. And this is where you need to be crystal clear on your definitions. Benign tumors are surrounded by a capsule or membrane. This is the key feature examiners want to see. The capsule keeps the tumor contained in one place, it doesn't spread. Benign tumors can still cause problems if they press on organs, but they're not cancerous in the dangerous sense. Think of a benign tumor like a water balloon. It's contained, it stays put. Malignant tumors are the dangerous ones. They're not encapsulated. Cells from a malignant tumor can break away and spread to other parts of the body via the bloodstream or lymphatic system. This spreading process is called metastasis. When these rogue cells lodge in a new tissue and start dividing there, they form secondary tumors. This is why malignant cancer is so serious. It's not just one localized problem anymore. Here's a mark-winning phrase for your exam. Malignant tumors can metastasize via the blood or lymphatic system to form secondary tumors. Get that sentence down and you've secured multiple marks in any question about tumor types. So how does cancer actually start? It begins with DNA mutations. Your DNA contains genes that control cell division. Some genes act as accelerators, telling cells to divide, and others act as brakes, stopping division when it's not needed. If a mutation damages the brake genes, called tumor suppressor genes, or overactivates the accelerator genes, called proto-oncogenes, you get uncontrolled division. What causes these mutations? This is where risk factors come in. WJEC loves data questions on cancer risk factors, so you need to know these inside out. Carcinogens are substances that cause cancer by damaging DNA. Key examples: tar and cigarette smoke causes lung cancer by mutating DNA in lung cells. Ionizing radiation, like UV light from the sun or X-rays, can damage DNA and trigger skin cancer or other cancers. Certain chemicals like asbestos are also carcinogens. But here's something crucial for data questions. Correlation does not equal causation. If a graph shows that countries with higher mobile phone use have higher cancer rates, you can't immediately conclude phones cause cancer. You need biological evidence of a mechanism. Examiners will test whether you can think critically about data. Other risk factors include age. The older you are, the more time mutations have had to accumulate. Genetics also play a role. Some people inherit faulty tumor suppressor genes, giving them a higher baseline risk. And lifestyle factors like diet, alcohol, and obesity are linked to certain cancers, though the mechanisms are complex. One more thing, viruses can cause cancer too. HPV, the human papillomavirus, can lead to cervical cancer. But remember, cancer itself is not a pathogen. It's not caused by bacteria or viruses in the way an infection is. Cancer is your own cells malfunctioning. Right, let's talk exam technique because knowing the content is only half the battle. First, command words. State or give means a short, factual answer, one or two words. Describe means say what happens using correct terminology. Explain means say why or how, and you should use because to link cause and effect. For cancer questions, you'll often see explain how a malignant tumor spreads. That needs the mechanism, not just it spreads. When you're asked to compare benign and malignant tumors, don't just describe one. Use comparative language. Benign tumors are encapsulated, whereas malignant tumors are not. Benign tumors remain localized, whereas malignant tumors metastasize. Data questions are huge on this topic. If you're given a graph showing smoking rates and lung cancer incidence, you must quote specific data points with units. Don't just say, lung cancer increases with smoking. Say, in 1960, when 60% of men smoked, lung cancer incidence was 80 per 100,000. But by 2020, when smoking dropped to 15%, incidence fell to 35 per 100,000. Specific data equals marks. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't say cancer is a pathogen or caused by bacteria. Don't confuse benign and malignant. Don't forget to say uncontrolled when defining cancer. And don't assume correlation means causation in data questions without supporting biological reasoning. Timing, aim for about 1 minute per mark. A 6-mark question should take 6 to 7 minutes. If you're stuck, move on and come back. Let's test your recall. Pause after each question and answer out loud. 1. Define cancer in one sentence. Answer. Cancer is uncontrolled cell division. 2. What is the key structural difference between benign and malignant tumors? Answer. Benign tumors are surrounded by a capsule or membrane. Malignant tumors are not. 3. What is metastasis? Answer. The spread of malignant tumor cells to other parts of the body via the blood or lymphatic system, forming secondary tumors. 4. Name 2 carcinogens and the cancers they're linked to. Answer. Tar and cigarette smoke, lung cancer. UV radiation, skin cancer. 5. Why is it important to say uncontrolled when defining cancer? Answer. Because normal cells also divide rapidly, but in a controlled way. Uncontrolled is what makes it cancer. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant. If not, go back and review those sections. Let's wrap up. Cancer is uncontrolled cell division caused by mutations in genes controlling the cell cycle. Benign tumors are encapsulated and stay put. Malignant tumors are not encapsulated, can metastasize via blood or lymphatic systems, and form secondary tumors. Carcinogens like tar and UV radiation cause DNA mutations. And in your exam, be specific, quote data, use command words correctly, and always, always say uncontrolled. This topic connects to everything you've learned about cells, mitosis, and DNA. It's also synoptic. It links to lifestyle and health, genetic inheritance, and even evolution, because cancer cells are essentially cells that have stopped following the body's rules. You've got this. Practice those definitions. Work through past papers, and remember, examiners reward precision. Good luck, and thanks for listening.